KJAN Sports.
It is time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports from last night, Iowa snapped a lengthy road losing streak without its leading scorer and rebounder. The Hawkeyes used a 17-4 run in the second half to take command in a 73-63 win at Northwestern. That was a game heard here on KJAN. With junior forward Tyler Cook sidelined with a sore knee, senior Nicholas Bear was inserted into the starting lineup, and he responded with 9 points and 10 rebounds.
Really proud of how we were able to come out here and a tough environment, and we were able to come out and get a big win. We know we've been struggling on the road lately, and being able to come here against a really good Northwestern team and play together like we did tonight, it was huge for us.
Iowa made its run after the Wildcats took a 7-point lead early in the second half.
We got punched at the start of the second half, and we made our run as the second half progressed. So really proud of how we were able to respond to some adversity on the road and come out and get a big road win.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey was pleased with how the Hawkeyes responded after falling behind early in the second half.
They responded with stops. They responded with execution. They responded with intelligent physicality, and we rebounded the ball. We go 21 for 26 from the line, shoot 26 free throws. So we out-rebounded by 8, and we shoot 10 more free throws. That helps you overcome 4 for 17 from 3.
Freshman Joe Wieskamp led Iowa with 19 points. The Hawkeyes are 2-3 in the Big Ten. They're now 13-3 overall on the season. They'll host Ohio State on Saturday. In other top 25 college basketball last night, number 4 Virginia beat Boston College 83-56. 7th-rated Kansas over number 25 TCU 77-68. Number 9 Virginia Tech beat Georgia Tech 52-49. 10th-rated Nevada beat San Jose State 92-53. Mississippi upends number 11 Auburn 82-67. 13th-ranked Florida State beat Miami 68-62. Rutgers pulled the upset in the Big Ten, beating number 16 Ohio State 64-61. Temple knocked off number 17 Houston 73-69. And number 21 Marquette needed overtime to outscore Creighton 106-104 last night. Well, the 20th-ranked Iowa State women are now 3-0 in the Big 12 Conference. The Cyclones outscored TCU 24-10 in the second quarter as they rolled to a 92-54 win in Ames last night.
I thought our kids competed and did some great, great things. And, another important win for our team, knowing what's coming. And, a great Texas team. Then you go on the road and play West Virginia. So the dignity and class of this team is special. And I think that was on display from start to finish today.
That's ISU coach Bill Fennelly. The Cyclones held TCU standout Jordan Moore to 3 shots as she finished with just 8 points.
I think our defense was really good. We made it hard for Jordan Moore to get a catch. We made it hard for her to understand where the double team was coming from. That's where Bridget's so good. Her basketball IQ, she knows when to go, when not to go. I thought she did a great job of that.
In addition to their 3-0 mark in the Big 12 Conference, ISU now 13-2 overall on the season. The 17th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women will try to accomplish a rarity tonight when they visit Purdue. 19 of the first 23 games in the Big Ten race have been won by the home team.
Obviously, playing at Purdue is no easy task. They're 9-1 on their home court. Their only loss being a double overtime to South Carolina. They've played very well at home.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who says every road win in the Big Ten is big.
Everybody in this conference has a pretty good home court winning advantage, and so getting those wins on the road is just, they're monumental, really, because you want to protect your home, but boy, when you can pick up a road win, it's huge because they're just so hard to come by.
Bluter says the Hawkeyes' experience should make them a good road team.
Or when you're, facing any kind of adversity, because they've been through it before, they know how to handle it, and the veterans need to lead, and we have 3 such good seniors that they need to lead and show our freshmen how to be and our younger classmen how to be on the road.
Iowa's 11-3 overall. They're 2-1 in Big Ten conference play. University of Iowa women's basketball senior Megan Gustafson has been named the Naismith Women's Player of the Week. The Atlanta Tip-Off Club made that announcement yesterday. Gustafson averaged 24.5 points, 14.5 rebounds, and 4 block shots in a pair of wins over Nebraska and Wisconsin last week. Gustafson led all scorers with 28 points and 17 rebounds against Nebraska on January 3rd. She also chipped in 5 blocks, 2 assists, and a steal in that win. Gustafson recorded 16 points and 8 rebounds in the final 20 minutes of action. In Iowa's win over Wisconsin on January 7th, Gustafson registered 21 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 blocks. The Port Wing Wisconsin native scored 15 points and 5 rebounds in the second half to give the Hawkeyes their 20th straight win over the Badgers. Gustafson and the number 17 Hawkeyes return to action tonight. Well, automatic ejections for targeting could be dropped in some cases as early as next season if an American Football Coaches Association proposal is approved by the NCAA Football Rules Committee. AFCA Executive Director Todd Berry says there should be targeting one, which would carry a 15-yard penalty. Targeting two would be for hits with malicious intent, and that would mean an ejection as well as the 15-yard penalty. Rogers Redding, the NCAA's National Coordinator of Officials, said that because the AFCA proposal concerns player safety, it would go into effect in 2019 if it's approved. The targeting penalty was introduced in 2008. It has included automatic player ejections since 2013. In other college football news, suspended Clemson defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence is going to the NFL. The junior lineman became the third defensive starter for Clemson's national championship team to give up their eligibility to turn pro. Lawrence missed Clemson's two college football playoff games after he tested positive for a banned substance. Two people familiar with the situation say Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts has entered his name into the NCAA transfer database portal. Putting his name on the list allows other schools to contact Hurts, who has already graduated and is eligible to play his final season as a graduate transfer. It's not a binding decision to transfer. Hurts is a two-year starter who led Alabama to a pair of national championship games and was a Southeastern Conference Offensive Player of the Year as a freshman. Kansas running back Puka Williams has been granted diversion in a domestic battery case, meaning he has a chance to keep the allegation off of his record. Williams is accused of punching an 18-year-old woman in the stomach and grabbing her by the throat last month. Diversion allows someone to avoid the usual legal procedures and complete specific requirements, which can include rehabilitation programs or fines. Well, the list of NFL head coaching vacancies continues to shrink after the Denver Broncos, the New York Jets, and the Cleveland Browns made new hires on Wednesday. A person familiar with the hiring says Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio is the new head coach of the Broncos. The 60-year-old Fangio has spent 34 years as an assistant, but he's never been a head coach at any level. He's the oldest of five candidates to be interviewed by Broncos general manager John Elway, who fired Vance Joseph after posting an 11-21 record in his two seasons as head coach. A person familiar with the decision says the Jets have hired former Dolphins head coach Adam Gase as their new head coach. Gase was 23-26 in three seasons with Miami before being fired after this season. The Dolphins lost their lone playoff game under Gase, who came to the Dolphins after serving as offensive coordinator of the Broncos. Gase replaces Todd Bowles, who was fired after he went 24-40 in four seasons. The Browns have hired their head coach from within. A person familiar with the decision says the Browns have promoted offensive coordinator Freddie Kitchens to head coach. Kitchens has no previous head coaching experience, but the offense enjoyed success while he mentored quarterback Baker Mayfield. The person also says Greg Williams is no longer with the organization after going 5-3 as interim coach this season. Williams was interviewed for the head coaching position. Also, the NFL abruptly dropped its plan to challenge approved dementia diagnosis in a landmark concussion case as players' lawyers accused it of trying to delay payments and rewrite the $1 billion settlement. A federal court hearing set for today on the NFL's appeal was canceled yesterday afternoon as the league dropped its appeal. Instead, U.S. District Judge Anita Brody issued an order requiring doctors to explain their findings in certain cases. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.